now. I'm gonna do
halakha. When people take off their tefillin, and I guess I'll start. While people, whoever hears can hear, I'm just gonna start with the entire story I just heard. Somebody that the soldiers were taking a lunch break. They came out of their tanks and they're holding one hand with their sandwich, one hand with the gun. This I heard from somebody, said they heard from the brother of the soldiers. Happened to, so I'm sure it's a few steps, but nisim and niflaot, by accident he pulled the trigger, and the soldier asked him, what are you doing? And he said it was by accident. They came and looked, they heard a noise, and it was a stray bolt that actually hit one of the enemies. Baruch Hashem, it worked out. Nisim and niflaot, nisim that just like this enemy was taken care of by Hashem. So, just to go over some things regarding, I guess, rice, and then we'll everybody take your time with tefillin, whatever. I'll go over chazara, one thing I said last time, and then add a few more details about kosis oriz and example of tarobet oriz, and then al-machyan. We'll hopefully finish this topic next week. Maybe we'll do padavik nisnin. On Thursday, probably I'm not going to give a chabura on Thursday. We're off for Thursday. So, chazara and rice cakes. We talked about how do they make rice cake. We talked a lot about granola. Granola, we said hadama, basically, for most Palestinians, that's what I came out, is because Rosh Shlomo Zalman, because it's Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rav Avadya's son, because it's not fully cooked, it's just, it's roasted and steamed, but not cooked. And when it comes to rice, we have a similar question. Is rice considered, the puffed rice that they make for rice cakes, is that considered fully cooked? So most postings say all they do is they steam it on the outside in a very hot area and it puffs up. That's very nice, but that's not considered cooking in halakha. That's what Rav Avadya, Rabbi Yosef, halakha, they all come out and puffed rice, adama, not mezonot. Or Letzion, or Shlomo Zalman, or Steinberg, they all come out like that. The only one who said not like that is Rav Eliashiv. Rav Eliashiv said it's mezonot because the way that they process it, it comes sticky. As you see in the rice cake, since it's made sticky, for Rav Yonah, he says that's one of the reasons you have by Jaysak, and you have a Maitzah Kedera, the Kain Chavit Kedera, you have something that's sticky, that comes together, that's automatically mezonot, it's because they're made normal. That's the idea of Rabbi Yashiv on rice cakes. So bottom line, we have almost all the poskim. Most poskim had adama on rice cakes. Rabbi Yashiv had a mezonot. Rav Schechter here says, on granola, like Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's not cooked, it's not adama. But when it comes to rice, he says, anyway, you see there's difference between rice and grain. As we know, the Rosh makes a diuk in the Gemara. It says, what are the things you make mezonot on? It says, kolkah, tigis, tisni. If you crush up the grain into two parts, three, four parts, you crush it up into a few different parts, and you cook it. But it says the orez, also rice. Rice you make mezonot. Question is, why didn't it say you have to crush up the rice? The Rosh says, and the Rabbeinu Yonah, the Medayik, you don't need to be crushed up. Even a whole rice that's cooked is also mezonot. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah says the yisod. It just depends on the way people cook it. If people cook it this way normally, you make mezonot. If not, not. Therefore, it is possible to say a chiluk between granola and rice cake. That's what Rav Schechter holds. He thinks like Rabbeinu Yonah on this. But l'maaseh from Sfaradim, the psak, I think, is Rav Avadya would say on granola adamaz. We came out last time from most of the Sfaradi poskim. And on rice cakes, adama as well. And like this one, for sure, in the most poskim by the rice cakes. That's what we came out by rice cakes and by granola. Now, just to go over other things about Oriz, we discussed Rashi Tosfot a little bit, but in fact, the Bach, this guy, one of the commentaries, the Bach Hadash, on the side of the Rav Yoel Sirkis, on the side of the tour, he has a commentary. He argues very often with the Be'i Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, and he has a lot of different psakim. His son-in-law, the Taz, often quotes his opinion, a lot of them disagrees, but anyway, the Bach, he says about Oriz, since it's a machloket about the bracha on it, what you should do, you shouldn't eat it, you should only eat the rice in a meal. So Baruch Hashem, we have a psak, a Shulchan Aruch, we have the poskim. This is one of the we follow, the minhag, we make a rice mezonot without eating in the middle of a meal. Now, this is where the pasuk is, the Gemara says, gadol, yagim ikapav, yodim yer shemayim. the person who works with his handiwork, it's better than the person who has a lot of Yer Shamayim. As it says by him in Tehillim, Ashrei Yer Shamayim, but it says by the Ashrei Yagia Kapecha Topal, Ashrecha V'Tovla, good is to that person as Ashrecha, is fortunate, and it's good for him. Ashrecha V'Lozev, V'Tovla V'Lo Mabba. It's good for him in two ways, if he eats from his own handiwork. So the Pashuk Shad of the Gemara, in the first paragraph in Brachot, is someone who works hard to make a parnasah, the derech amunah in the proper way, that person gets more schar than the person who just has Yer Shamayim and is davening to Hashem, Hashem should take care of his parnasah. That's very nice, his amunah, but bottom line, part of our job is to have a tova lechem, part of our job in this world is to make sure we have a parnasah. So that's the first simple pshad Rav Dessler talks about. That's for sure what the simple words mean. He has a fancy chassidish pshat. He says, Yagia kapecha means someone who worked hard in learning. Yagia, he had yagia. It's better than the Yer Shamayim. The Yer Shamayim is machmir for everything. He learned the sugya, I have to be over the shi, the bach. I heard the rice is adama, I heard it's mazonot, eating a meal, no rice. Ashrecha v'tovlach to the yagia kapecha. The guy who comes to psak halakha based on yagia, he'll come up with a psak, he won't have to be driving himself crazy. It's much better that we should posehadir adifa in this sense means, and it's correct, that the person who knows how to be poseik lalacha correctly lukula based on the psak ikhalit psak based on learning the sugya with yigiyah ashrecha v'tovlach is better than the one who judges Yer Shamayim and says I'm going to be machmir for everybody. The Taz says he doesn't understand his father-in-law anyway. He says, I understand you have a safek, what do you do with the rice? Why are you eating in a meal? Just make one bracha rishona on it. Make a shako. What's the problem? It's anyway, only question bracha rishona, not bracha achrona. That's his question on the bach. And Tosafot is a proof to him, because Tosafot says by the granola, whatever, by the kosis fitin, he says, if it's only bracha rishona, question is it? Whatever. If it would be a question of bracha rishona, it says Rabbi Yirmiya would only eat in a meal. It says Tosafot, what are we talking about? Bracha rishona, bracha achrona? We're talking about bracha rishona. Just make shakol. Akulam bracha shakol. Yes, you can say shakol on any food. So it's a fake, it's allowed. No problem to make it. So why would you only eat a meal? It must be because of the question of bracha achrona. That's what the Bach comes out of. That's what the Taz says against his father. He says, if you're worried about the rice, go make a shakol on the rice. Okay. As we said, is that Sardinia will make mizonon rice kuliyam by Moroccan, by Tunisian across the spectrum. They'll make mizonon rice like Maran. That's without now the Chabad. They were worried about this question and also made Shulchan Achara. They were worried about this question. Labat the Taz, whether you say rice is just a different grain as mizon is hadama or is mizonot, and because of this question, they would avoid eating except a meal or make shakol. Look at the different shittot. Some say shakol, some say mizonot. We make mizonot, as we say, without question altogether. Now, what about there's one diuk that the Ramah writes after the Shulchan Aruch writes the topic of cooking rice in bishlo, says the Ramah, if it's cooked until it becomes soft, you make mezonot. Why do you add the words ad shenimah if it becomes soft? So some are in the eight that the Mechaber doesn't agree with this. Why? Because Rabbeinu Yonah is the one who made this, who said maybe it's different between rice and other grains. Rice doesn't need to be cooked until it's soft. Other grains need to be cooked ad shenimah and need to become soft, like tosu at the rosh. But by rice, it doesn't matter, since Rabbeinu Yonah said that. So therefore, Maran left out the word Achin and Ma'ech. However, the Ramah puts it in, because he wants to be Machmer for the Rosh. He doesn't make as much of a difference between Rabbeinu Yonah. So only on soft rice you make, because no corner of the Ramah. However, the Mamar Mordechai said, what's the big deal? Ramah doesn't write Yesh Omrim, we argue. There's a good cloud to know. It's a general rule, it's exceptions. When Ramah writes Yesh Omrim, means he's disagreeing. When he doesn't write that, it's just a Peirush. Mamar Mordechai says, anyway, he thinks here that Beit Yosef quoted Rabbeinu Yonah, didn't say there was a Machlokes Rishonim, we should follow the Rabbeinu Yonah. And the fact that the Ramah quoted means we should agree with that. That's Mamar Mordechai. The Birkei Yosef disagrees. He says, very nice the Ramah quoted, but bottom line, it still is the Machlokes Rishonim, the way he learns. And he says, Minhag is that we make Mezonot on the rice, even if it's not soft. Now, I don't think it's so common, but my grandmother used to make burnt rice. That was a common thing, different rice. If you like the crunchy rice, so then you still make mezonon on it. Cool. I don't know if it's a common thing. People like it. Okay, very so you have common. The crunchy rice.
Very, very common.
So then you would still make mezonot. That's the menach sfaradim. If you have alder amal, you would make, it would be hadamah. Okay, just to know, how do you know sometimes when the Ramah is arguing when he's agreeing? These are klalim, these are not always. whenever he's at the end of a comment of the Mechaber, and he writes the Yeshomrim, of course he's arguing. When he doesn't write it, he's sometimes just being Mefarish, a lot of times starting to agree. How do you know? You usually, the best way to know is by looking in the Beit Yosef. Beit Yosef is where all the Rishonim are really broad. The Darkei Moshe tells you when he's agreeing or disagreeing. It's usually there, very clear, whether there's an argument or not. It's for sure it's not the right derech just to look at the Mechaber and say a psa'ak based on, look, Meramas is it? For sure we have to say the other way. Where Yitzhak Yosef says, a story, he says, I heard a rabbi get up and said, look, I'm Mekel by Mesa Shabbat, someone who turns on the light on Shabbat, they cook on Shabbat, they tie knots on, whatever, they do other malachot on Shabbat, it's okay for us, for a Sfaradim, they're Mekel, because the Ramah is the one who wrote, it says, Mevashel b'Shabbat, oh, it says, if the Ramah writes, oh, Shar Malachot, he says, or other malachot. Since the Mechaber didn't write, it must be, we argue, me the Palig Ramah must be the Mechaber. So he says, it's not true. It's first of all, several Gemarot that say, Mesa Shabbat, the idea of someone works on Shabbat is a problem, you can't benefit, Asur Ba'ana, applies to all Malachot. First of all, to the Gemara in Daf Yedal and Kulin, and several other Gemarot that say, and also it's in the Beit Yosef. So we shouldn't make a Machloket Ramah, Beit Yosef, when there's no Machloket. Also, not every Ramah comment that they have in the letters, the Ramah is always the Ramah. The thing, their translation was like, Koseis means Ochel, Perush, Ochel, that's very nice, that's actually not the Ramah. The Perush of the Milim you can see in the Friedman edition, first volume of Orach Chaim, they tell you all the things. The Perush of the Milim is some later editor of the Shulchan Aruch, nobody knows who it is, but it doesn't really matter, it has no value in Halakha. You can look at it, it's nice, we should know what the words mean, but don't use that as an opinion to define how we should judge the Halakha. There are also sometimes, when it doesn't say Haggah before the comment, sometimes that is still the Ramah, even though it doesn't say Haggah. Haggah is usually when we make a big comment, but just as part of the Pirush of the explanation, usually writes Haggah. However, if you look in the Friedman edition, they're very, very careful with this. They always put the Ramah, where it's actually the Ramah, in the script of the Ramah, and they write Haggah before the Ramah. They even put in brackets when there should be Haggah, when it doesn't say Era Haggah. If you look in the old Shulchan Aruch, sometimes it becomes very confusing which lines sometimes are from the Ramah, and which lines are just added by somebody else. The Sionim the Ramah, the comments at the end that are in parentheses that say, like, oh, this comes from this Rishon, from that Rishon, those are definitely not the Ramah. This is an old topic of the Shaf, and everybody thought it was, people discuss, thought it was the Ramah, they argue with it and discuss it, but Lamai says, this is probably from the nephew of the Ramah, from others, it's definitely not in the actual Ramah. The Sionim, the comments, the citations of where the Ramah got his comments from, this is definitely not from the Ramah himself. Anyway, that's what we have about rice and the soft rice. What about we say sushi and chicken and broccoli, like mixed up things? What are we going to say on those? So we could talk about making. There's a machloket in the Beit Yosef. If you just let's read Shulchan Aruch because he tells you the two different sides built into Shulchan Aruch. First he says in bishlosh shetachnos amemenu pam mevrag meremius no. If you cook it, or you make it into bread, you make mezonot. Once I ate rice bread, it is possible to have rice bread that is mezonot. It doesn't taste very good, so it's not very common. This is the Lashon HaRambam. The first line of Machaber says, you have make rice mezonot as long as it's not mixed with anything else. Sounds like you mix it with anything else, it becomes the bracha of the other food that you got mixed with. We have ikar v'tefel, you make the bracha on the ikar. So he says, rice is only mezonot when it's by itself, not when it's mixed with other things.
Why say that? You say it doesn't take over when it's minority, but it's majority.
Oh, what if it's majority? Because good. That's the next one. That comes from the roast. But you're right, you're saying it's correct. We'll see. If you're in a tashil acher, he says, the rush says, if you mix it with other things, a tashil acher, who harov, the other item is a majority, so it wins out over the rice. But otherwise, the rice is a majority, it wins. So that's the last line of Machaber. So the Bach says, he doesn't understand the Machaber is Mezakeh, Shar, the Betray, gave the ability, the Halakha, to two different opinions. Why do you quote the Rosh and the Rambam? The Rambam sounds like Levado. And in fact, the Beit Yosef Rabbi Zakaru seems to say this. He says, he tells you the Rosh, and he's commenting on the Rif. The Rif basically says this also. It's only the Ene, by itself, you make on rice and so on, but now it's mixed with other things. And then he says, the Rosh says what it means is, depends on majority. Rov versus not majority. If there's majority rice, and so on, not majority, you don't make it on rice. However, he says, Ulam, but it doesn't sound like that in the Rambam. In the Rambam, it sounds like, you only make bracha mezonot when it's on rice by itself, not when it's mixed with other things. So, the Beit Yosef told me, there's a machloket. You go majority, do you not go majority? So, therefore, he says, the Bach says, the whole Shulchan Aruch there, it doesn't make any sense. He put two opinions. This is classic in the Bach. However, the Magen Aruch says, the Magen Avraham, simple pshat, it's not hard. You learn the Mechaber, it's Perushik Mefarish, he's explaining himself. First, he tells you when you mix it with other things, you make you don't make the bracha on the right. When is that true? It gives an example of Rov. So the example of Rov is just Perushi explaining himself. That's clear. Mechaber is most ira, gracious, to say, but we don't need to be very simple. Now, but didn't he say it? He said it was machloket. What are we doing here on machloket, Rosh and Rambam? Anyway, the Rif is not very clear. It's very possible. The Rishon Lezion, Rav Chaim Ben Attar, he says, and also Lenar Shalom, Rav Shalom de Ventura from Italy, Greece, 1700s, Talmid of David Pardo, they both come out that, like the Rambam and Rif, they think, say, it's only in right when it's by itself. The Taz says, the Magen Rambam says, first of all, the Yosef was Chozer Bo. So don't worry about what it says. But the Taz says, the Magen Rambam says, in Tamil, who cares? Why does it make any sense to say you make a note on rice only with myself and you mix it with something else, in a minority it becomes not mizono? Why? Who cares? What happened to the rule on rice you make mizono? So what about you put something else, minority of other things? You put a tiny bit of vegetables, all of a sudden it's hadama. Why did that happen? Says the Taz, Primagadim, and they give an answer, which is great, simple, clear answer, which is maybe the chashivut of rice is very fragile. It's only when it's not like Hamisha Minei Dagan. We had two statements of Rav and Shmuel and Lama Zayin and Bed. One of them is Kol, and they both exclude rice. The Kol She Yeshua Hamisha Minei Dagan, the Rav Meir and the Mizunov. One is in Tarovin and by itself. So the Rif and the Tosfot say we're only Tiyufta. We say it from the Brayta. We bring a Tiyufta. We refute. We throw out what Rav and Shmuel say when it comes by itself. When rice is by itself, then we make Mizunov and rice. We don't follow Rav and Shmuel. They would say not Mizunov and rice. We follow the Breita. However, but when it's in a tarobet, then we make the bracha on the tarobet. Now, in bo el chidusha, the idea of rice being mazonot is a chidush. We should always say it exactly where the chidush is said and nowhere else. Even if it's minority or something else, it goes down from the bracha. It's not because you have like a fight between two things, so you have to go with the one that's the majority. No, it's rice. It's only one time mazonot, only by itself. That's a fascinating explanation. I love it in Lamdus, and it makes a lot of sense. It makes an explanation out of the Rambam, Rif, Rechaim Ben Attar. However, Halacha, we don't say that. Halacha, we go back to the simple pshat of Rov. That's what all the... We'll come back, yeah.
Even if you were to say that it's like this fragile pshat.
Yeah.
When you go to the bracha, the thing is...
Yeah, when you
go to just the fallback of a dhamma on rice?
We're going to go back. We're going to go to the bracha on the other thing. The Kavachayim says on that, you just go back to Shakol automatically. Come about, and he says you go to the bracha on the other food. So that's what we're going to do. We're going back to the food, the bracha on the other food. It only takes over overpowering if it's one of the Chamisha Minei Dagan. Rice automatically if it's not overpowering the other one. So then, even if it's minority, even if it's majority rice, 80% rice and 20% something else, it becomes the bracha of the other item. It goes back to whatever bracha the other item would be. Okay, that's a chidush. But Lama Aseh, we don't follow that. Lama Aseh, we follow the shita of the Maamar Mordechai, the Rav Yehuda Ayesh, and all the post game except Rav Chaim Ben Attar on this. They'll come out, they'll go by majority rope. I saw too the Syrian post game on this, they recorded in the Chamam Avadah Sarim, the old ones. This is Pri Sadiq. This is Rav Shaul Kassin, Shaul Kassin's grandfather, Rav Shaul Kassin. From Syria, he went to the Yeshiva Beit El, and he learned in Yerushalayim, he has a sefer Pri Sadiq, and he says the minhag of the Syrians, the minhag is that we make with rice and meat that's mixed up, you make it on the majority on the rice. And Or Lezion has that as well, except he makes a chiluk. It depends on if it's small versus if it's big. It's basically in the Rapal and also in the Beis Chai, same idea, that on rice with vegetables you make on the rice majority, and says the Or Lezion depends, small versus big. If you eat in one bite the rice and the other vegetables, a lot of times with the Chinese food, it's like that. The pieces are very small, so in the same bite you're eating the rice and the other things. You make one bracha of the rice if it's majority. However, and they're big pieces. You're eating a chunk of the meat. You're eating a chunk of the vegetable by itself. And a lot of times that is with so many vegetables, whatever. So then says the Rosh Hashanah to make two different brachot.
So by the sushi bowls, you
pick
up each one?
No, so the sushi. So the Chaya Adam says, you don't say Ikar V'Tafel if you could see each item separately. Halacha Brah worries about that opinion. We don't follow that. That's Rav Palim disagrees. Chum Avadi disagrees. So you say, even if you could see each item by itself, but you eat in the same bite, and you have to say Ikar V'Tafel, one bracha. So on sushi, it depends. If you only want the fish and the rice is just enhancing it, so then that's the general klal of ikar b'tafel. We always make it on the bracha that's ikar. So you can make it on the fish if that's really what you want, and the rice is just enhancing. However, usually, the reason we describe with the Beis Chai and everybody else over here is usually shnei min yochlim. You want both foods. Not what it's enhancing. It's not the cereal and milk. You only want the cereal and the milk is just there. No, you like two foods. You want rice because it's filling you up. You want the meat because it tastes good. So then you want both. So then you go by Rov. You go to the majority. That's the Tashbitz. That's what the Rosh says, and that's what we follow. What we just said by rice. In Reish Chatz Design, that's what we do by rice. Same thing by sushi. That's what the author of Zohar Bracha has a long article on this. That's what the Zohar Bracha comes out. That's what Rabbi Mandelbaum. That's what his love, Rabbi Schechter comes out. That's what, in my understanding, most poskim would come out on sushi, like what we said from the Ben Ishchai, from Rabbi Shaul Kass, and another sefer also Rabbi Mordechai Abadi, who is Ramat Lubavadi's father.
Is there actually the role on sushi?
Okay, it's not always rose. Depends how they make it. Yes, I've seen it a lot of rose. It's not true. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It depends how they make the right, how they make the sushi. If it's roe versus not roe.
The sushi salad, though, where it's like everything is separate.
It's still, you usually eat in the same bite. I think you still make one bracha. You make mizonot. The halacha berurah likes the sheet of the chayei adam. You can see all the parts separately. So then you could pick them out and make two different brachot. My understanding is that we don't usually say that. If you eat them one bite, we try to make the last brachot.
Sometimes in the calf, they pack it a lot, but you don't get the rice till at the end.
Okay, so you have to
mix it up.
No, sometimes they pack it up. You can put a little.
Are you saying mix it up?
Your money
it mix it up, make
them
brachot.
Okay. The Chinese feel only the need two brachot.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll finish on. Yeah. Okay.
You
know,
you'll get like a full bite of like all of the
rich that's
you get.
All right, Chazak Baruch on this.
Okay,
very well.
Cholent uses one bracha, yeah.